644 1320 WILS. Let's talk about the influenza vaccine, the flu vaccine, the CDC reporting how effective it has been this year. Dr. Arnold Manto is with us, University of Michigan professor of epidemiology and internationally known expert on this field. He actually leads the program to collect influenza data for the CDC. Dr. Manto, great to have you on WILS.
Nice to be with you.
Now, how effective has the flu vaccine been this year?
Well, we're better than we had been for the kind of virus that's circulating this year. We've got the worst acting one circulating. It's called H3N2. And that's the one that puts older people in hospitals and can spread through the community. And it looks like we're close to 50% on efficacy right now, which is last time it showed up, which was 2 years ago, we were close to zero. Mm-hmm. So we're much better off this
year. 50%. So 50% of the people who've gotten the vaccine, it does not help them with the flu. Is that right?
Or if you want to look at it the other way, 50%, it does help them. Mm-hmm. But we did a study here at the University of Michigan Hospital and Henry Ford Hospital last time this showed up. And even though we couldn't show very much effectiveness in the community, we found that about 40% of protection to prevent hospitalization. So what we may not be doing is preventing ordinary mild flu, but we can do better at preventing severe flu leading to hospitalization.
So basically the vaccine accounts for the most severe strains. Is that what typically is?
Well, actually, we do better with some of the other strains, with the type B and the H1N1. We're usually close to around 60%. This is the tough one, and it may be because it's so hard on the patients. It also is because the virus changes when we get it ready to go into vaccines. The problem with flu is it's very smart. It evades our immune system. It also changes over time. And the reason it didn't work 2 years ago was that the strain that turned up was different from the one that was in the vaccine.
And the virus itself, the flu virus, is it trying to kill us essentially? Is that the goal?
Well, the flu virus is very smart. It's got different pieces of RNA, and those pieces of RNA can change. They mutate. Mm-hmm. It won't kill us, but it certainly gives us a lot of trouble.
Now, how is it that
a persistent problem?
How is it that some strains, Dr. Manto, are so much more difficult on our bodies than others?
Well, we really don't understand exactly why some are milder than others. Just like why is a rhinovirus, which causes common cold, not that severe? It's probably because of the part of the body it attacks. Flu goes down to the lower respiratory tract, and that's where the trouble comes.
Dr. Arnold Manto with us here on WILS. And how deep into the flu season are we right now, then?
We're probably right in the middle. It started just before New Year's, and right now we're seeing it in the schools in Ann Arbor. We're probably in the middle of the season.
Okay, meaning, well, that's only halfway through. So it's not
halfway through.
It's not even winter time, really. It goes well in the spring.
Well, we never can predict exactly when it's going to start. Some years it starts around Thanksgiving. This year, it showed up after Christmas. At least we have that grace.
Yeah. Hey, and you're actually an internationally known expert on pandemic planning. Do you think the flu virus could somehow morph into something that could turn into a serious pandemic?
Well, the flu virus sometimes sort of mates with bird viruses. That's when we get a real bad pandemic. Mm-hmm. We've got our eye on things that are going on in China where there's a bird virus which has occasionally caused cases in people. And the WHO, the World Health Organization, is watching that. It's been spreading each winter into humans, but it hasn't really been able to spread human to human. It goes bird to human.
Is that just a matter of time, or is that just something that
there's a lot of chance that occurs in terms of these mutations. So we just have to watch, and we have to be prepared, which is why we stockpile things like antivirals and some kinds of vaccine.
Yeah.
Now, because we just have to watch and be ready.
The vaccines that we get annually, are they going to be ready then for some kind of major mutation? Or?
Well, our regular flu virus vaccines don't work against very different viruses. That's why we get a year like 2 years ago where the virus changed. But we do have antivirals that work against all kinds of flu viruses. And we can anticipate and stockpile certain kinds of components of the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So if a pandemic starts, we can probably get some vaccine out fairly quickly. The problem in 2009, when we had that pandemic, was that it started in Mexico, and we were used to having it start in Asia a long way away, so we weren't all that ready.
One last thing, Dr. Monto, why is it that the vaccine works for some people and for others it doesn't seem to stop the virus from attacking?
Well, that's one of the things we're trying to figure out. Most people respond to the vaccine in ways we can detect in the laboratory, but some are still susceptible. And one of the things that's high on the agenda is trying to figure out why that is, because that's the way we will be able to make better flu vaccines in the future.
Dr. Arnold Monto, University of Michigan Professor of Epidemiology, right here on WILS. Thank you, Dr. Monto.
Welcome.